4 months after the Islamic State group lost the last piece of its caliphate, attacks by the extremist group are becoming more frequent. Insurgents are mounting daily attacks against Kurdish troops and civilians right across Syria's northeast. Here's our Middle East correspondent, Adam Harvey.
This car bomb outside a church in the Kurdish city of Qamishli injured 11 people and reflects a worrying new phase of a campaign by the Islamic State group. IS rarely reached this far north during the 5 years it held significant parts of Syrian territory. This is the second bombing in Qamishli in just 2 weeks, and it follows an IS arson campaign that's targeted crops ready for harvest, an economic loss to the Kurds of almost $40 million. Mustafa Bali, a spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces, said the group's loss of its physical caliphate means little. The threat is bigger than before. Every day there are IS attacks on this region. Every day we are arresting IS sleeping cells. A recent SDF operation involving 1,000 troops targeted IS insurgents in Deir ez-Zor province, a sparsely populated Arab region that includes Euphrates River villages like Baghouz and Hajin that were held by IS until earlier this year. We had an operation in Deir ez-Zor and Hasaka. We were able to arrest sleeping cells, which includes foreign fighters. IS fighters are managing to make it through the checkpoints that protect the Kurdish cities. Late last month, an attacker on a motorcycle detonated a suicide bomb just a few hundred metres after passing through a checkpoint. He targeted the first large group of people he came to, locals buying bread at a roadside bakery. We visit one of the victims, a Qamishli Arab woman called Corween. 2 weeks after the attack, she's still bedridden in her family's front room. I was on the street when suddenly I heard an explosion. Everyone was running, so I fled too. I didn't feel anything at first on my body, only some pain in my shoulder. It stopped me from breathing. They took me to the hospital, and I found I could not breathe. It was very tough. US President Donald Trump announced last year that the fight against IS was all but over, and troops crucial to the coalition mission against the extremists would be withdrawn. That sparked horror both inside northeast Syria and in the Pentagon, and the plan's been shelved. US Special Forces are still operating here. Australia has announced expanded air support for the coalition mission until at least the end of 2020. This is Adam Harvey in northeast Syria for AM.